and security. With Schlage Lock Sets, coordinate the look of your home's decor with complimenting finishes and styles. Menards carries over 50 styles of interior and exterior lock sets. And with Schlage's wide selection of smart locks and keyless entry locks, there's no more hiding keys under the doormat or losing track of copies. Save big on Schlage Lock Sets at Menards. Plus, a Menards gift card always makes for a great gift idea.
Boy, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Hey fans, next time you make the journey to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry, scoop up a Brew Pub Lots and Lots of Pizza, official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with over half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, and are also available in your local grocery store. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Thriller in Milwaukee today as the Badgers take down Marquette in overtime, 80-77. Chucky Hepburn with 19 points, Tyler Wall with 15 and 7 rebounds, Max Klesmet with 13, 12 for Connor Asijan, 8 apiece for Jordan Davis and Stephen Crowell. Crowell had 4 rebounds and 7 assists in this game. And Kamari McGee with 5 important first half points. Cam Jones, man is player. He had 26 points here this afternoon. Omax Prosper with 14. On down the line, Chase Ross with 8, 9 for Oso Iguodaro. He also had 5 rebounds, 7 for David Joplin, 6 points for Tyler Kolick, and 8 assists, 4 points for Stevie Mitchell, and 3 for Sean Jones. What a game.
It really was, and I think if Badger fans can feel a little bit better, not only because of the win and the way they won, but the fact that Chucky Hepburn was a part of the victory after leaving the game, because all sorts of thoughts run through your mind when Hepburn is not available and you just don't know the severity of the injury, and we still don't, to be honest.
Yeah.
So we'll probably get an update from Greg Gard.
Yeah, Coach Gard joining us right now, and first, congratulations. Second, as this game was unfolding, and especially, you know, late in the overtime, I keep thinking of a line that you keep saying, it takes everyone.
Right.
And that really seemed to come into full effect here today, didn't it?
It did. You know, we just... Yeah, we got great contributions from everybody, including the bench mob, the group that didn't get in. They were into it and after it. But, I mean, you can go up and down the list from Carter Gilmore, Kamari McGee really gave us a big boost in the first half. It's the type of pressure I felt he was more suited for what we were going to see. And obviously Chucky fighting through a little groin pull. You know, for him to get it loose and get ready and get back in there in the second half, that tells you where his dedication to this team, that he was going to play through that and help us get to the finish line.
Greg, did you have any idea if you were going to get Chucky back or when?
No,
you would get
I didn't think I did. I didn't think I was going to get him back until Coach Kravinoff came up to me at one point in time and said, he's ready, he's back in the hallway, staying loose, and he's good to go. So, you know, at that point in time, I was... You know, we were still in control. We had, an 8 or 9 point lead at that time. So, but once they started to get a run, I knew if he was able to go, he wanted to play, and we needed to get him back in there.
There are so many moments we could choose from here, but I'm thinking of a Jordan Davis sequence, as this game was late and tight. He has a shot from the corner that clips off the backboard. There's a turnover. And then, but he stays with it. He hit a huge three on the right wing. And you talk about a player growing and having a short memory.
Right.
Man, that's a pretty shining example.
Yeah, it was, because I had sent Asijan to the scores table after he hit the backboard, thinking that, all right, we've got to have somebody in there can hit the rim. But no, that's a great answer for him and a great response when things didn't go well. He was able to have the fortitude to take the next one and knock it down.
Ultimately, what was the difference to your thinking today? In the way you played in the overtime?
Defensively, we were better. That's the only part of the game we held them under a point per possession, Mike. So defensively, we had some lapses, and now they're good, and they're hitting some bombs from three. Cam Jones, we didn't get the ball stopped at times, but they get you spread out, and they get you spinning around. And in the overtime, towards the end of the regulation and then in the overtime, I thought we tightened back up defensively and made things harder for them to get to the rim.
See, on your behalf, we were suggesting that maybe 70% shooting from the floor is tough to sustain. You know, that first half, the rhythm that you were in. I know you touched on it a minute ago, but, you know, you also have another line, stay ready, so you don't right. have to get ready. And I think of Kamari McGee, who, you know, hadn't been in there the last couple of games. Those 10 minutes, they all mattered. The 5 points, they all mattered. Really credit to him, right?
Absolutely. If staying ready and not getting frustrated. You know, he transferred not to sit on the bench. He wants to play, but he's, you know, and there's a process of coming to this level. And heck, he didn't even practice yesterday because he had to have a wisdom tooth pulled. So I said, hey, you played pretty well with one less tooth. So, no, just really proud of him of staying the course and staying positive and being ready for his time.
Greg, do you feel these last two games against Wake Forest and here today against Marquette have gotten you ready for the Big Ten on Tuesday night in Maryland?
Well, I tell you what they have done, Mike. I just turned 52 today. If they're like this, I'm going to hit 62 really, really quick.
Happy birthday, but,
thank
Coach.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
No, these are good. You know, we've been in, obviously, a lot of one-possession games, and, you know, you always hope to flip the script in your favor and take care of those, but they're all good learning experiences as we go forward, and obviously we'll enjoy this one tonight, and then tomorrow start preparing for starting Big Ten play.
I'll leave you with inside humor. Enjoy the night and put it on Justin Doherty's tab.
He's standing right next to me here, too, so I will.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Badgers a winner in overtime, 80-77. When we continue, we'll run down the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies tonight with lows around 10 above. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 33. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows level off around 24. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 15.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill, and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings, and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a network of more than 300 family-owned stores and are locally run by some of your own friends and neighbors. Every day, we work hard to provide you with all the automotive aftermarket parts and accessories you'll ever need. Name brands, too, like Champion, Seafoam, Wix, Lucas, Mobil, and more. The auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. So thanks again for shopping locally at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Put a little love in your heart. It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
To defeat Marquette in overtime today, 80-77 here at Fiserv Forum, and in the midst of a great college basketball game. We know the volleyball team and trying to continue a push in the NCAA tournament. Big volleyball news today, by the way. We talked about being here at Fiserv Forum. Wisconsin and Marquette will have a volleyball match right here at Fiserv Forum on September 13th. That announcement coming down earlier this afternoon. So hats off to both parties for making that work. I know it's really important for the Badgers to try to, you know, engage with this great community here in Milwaukee. We saw it with the basketball game with Stanford and the women's game with K-State at American Family Field. So never too early. Mark your calendars, September 13th. And the Badgers and Marquette volleyball here at
Fiserv Forum. Yeah, 2-0 isn't bad, given the circumstances and everything, right?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's good. Good to see that. And good to see the Badgers get a win here today. 82-77 against Marquette. Badgers led by as many as 16 early in the second half, but went the bulk of the second half without Chucky Hepburn. Greg Carr telling us it was a groin injury that kept Chucky out for a long time. Came back in the final few minutes of regulation and into overtime. So an OT tie game late. And the Badgers went to work and got the lead for good. Hepburn, a high screen from Wall, picked up by Prosper on a switch. Hepburn, baseline left, driving, feeds Klesmet, bobbles, gets it back, up right hand, rolls in, and the Badgers lead by two. Timeout Marquette with 3.5 seconds to play as Max Klesmet gives Wisconsin the lead, 79-77. Prosper is deep as well. is just to the right of Crow. Marquette has to go the distance. Kolick glides to his left, winds it up, sends it. It is picked off by Wall, and the Badgers win it here in Milwaukee. Wow, what a game here at Fiserv Forum. I think both teams mean business this season. The Badgers survive 3 points better here this afternoon. Terrific game, Wisconsin over Marquette, 80-77. And as Greg Gard would say, you know, win or lose, you got to turn the page quickly because you got an unbeaten Maryland team coming to town on Tuesday. That'll be fun.
All you have to do is put the tape on of what Maryland and Illinois did last night. I mean, you talk about a competitive game and physical. It was a very physical game. And in the end, the Terps are able to stay unbeaten. They're only a handful of teams right now in college hoops who are unbeaten, and Maryland's one of them under Kevin Willard, who brings a lot of emotion and animation to the sidelines. Look, it was a tire fire last year with Maryland after Turgeon left. Danny Manning took over an impossible situation. There was no way he was going to win there. But they have regrouped and have recreated the old Maryland atmosphere, and it's incredible. So they'll be coming in here pretty high.
Yeah, they will. Pretty good atmosphere at the Kohl Center on Tuesday. See if we can do a little better than that this Tuesday as the first two Big Ten games of the year, game one on Tuesday against Maryland at home, game two a week from tomorrow down in Iowa City. 80-77, the Badgers knock off Marquette here today. Back to wrap things up in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Clear skies tonight with lows around 10 above. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 33. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows level off around 24. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently it's 15.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind me of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind me of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
We all know to dial 911 to reach law enforcement and protective services. And now community information and referral can be reached with an easy-to-remember three-digit telephone number. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Who provides respite services in the community? They know. Where can you find your child a tutor or mentor? They know. Find the answers to these questions and more by dialing 211, the place to get connected and to get answers. Dial 211.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The campaign for Georgia's U.S. Senate seat is almost over. Here's correspondent Christiane Benavides.
As the candidates enter the home stretch, Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock urged Democrats to get out and vote in Tuesday's runoff election. Warnock and GOP challenger Herschel Walker are in a heated battle for a vacant seat that neither candidate won in November's midterm election. Walker, a former University of Georgia and pro football star, brought his campaign bus to the SEC championship game tailgate party.
Her heritage is Dutch. This World Cup fan says the U.S. men's team had a good run until losing to the Netherlands 3-1.
Atmosphere was really good, and the USA played really well. So I feel sorry for them, but I'm glad Netherlands won.
CBS's Roxana Saberi.
American fans here say they're proud of how the second youngest team at the World Cup represented their country on and off the field. Before this tournament, only one U.S. player on this team had experience at a World Cup. Now they'll go on to the next World Cup 4 years from now with even more talent and, importantly, experience. And that World Cup will be on home turf, co-hosted by the United States. Roxana Saberi, CBS News, Doha.
The Supreme Court will hear a case involving faith and the rights of LGBTQ people.
The court is taking up the case of a Christian graphic artist who objects to designing wedding websites for same-sex couples. But advocates on both sides of the LGBTQ rights issue are speaking out about what a ruling could mean. Conservative groups worry that ruling against the artist would force people to do work against their faith. But liberal groups say ruling in favor of the designer could mean discrimination against not only LGBTQ couples, but also against people of color and others. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
A coalition of seven countries agrees to a $60 a barrel cap on Russian oil starting Monday. The BBC's Jessica Parker says Ukraine wanted something more severe.
One of the things they're saying is it would be necessary to reduce to $30 per barrel in order to quickly destroy, as they put it, the enemy's economy. So I think a slightly lukewarm response there from the government in Kyiv in terms of how they see this cap.
In Bowling Green, Kentucky, the Christmas parade is canceled after threats to protesters wanting justice for a black teen lynched in Mississippi in the 50s.
We came to peacefully protest and to hold this woman accountable for playing a part in a brutal murder of our beloved brother Emmett Till.
Bowling Green, reportedly the last known address for the white woman who said Emmett Till whistled at her, and that led to his kidnapping, torture, and murder. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Did you know there's a conservative advocacy and benefits organization with over 2 million members and counting? It's AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Hi, this is Mary Walter. Here are three reasons why you should consider joining AMAC right now. First, AMAC saves you money from discounts on travel and lodging, cell phones and plans, access to insurance products, and more. Joining AMAC is a powerful tool against inflation. Second, with a bi-monthly magazine, daily website content, podcasts with America's thought leaders, and an app that delivers insightful coverage of the issues that matter most, AMAC is a trusted source of information. And third, the reason that people say is their favorite, is that AMAC fights for your conservative values on Capitol Hill. With more than 2 million members, AMAC is a voice that cannot be ignored, working tirelessly to preserve the freedom secured by our Constitution. Go to amac.us/liberty and join today. That's amac.us/liberty. amac.us/liberty.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Clear skies tonight with lows around 10 above. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 33. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows level off around 24. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently it's 15.
Another perfect specimen. She was green, but oh so bad.
Watch it grow, might die on the vine, you know. Sometimes you gotta thin the crowd. Run over with your car, another fallen shooting star. Never quite made it to the top.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's Beth Keeley and Radio Skyline Sounds. In front of that from 2019, Fated to Fate Me. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker and Terry Barr. We have our first guest of the evening, Rocker.
Jimmy, we do. And, you know, Joseph German Schrock, along with Dana Perry, they are Folk U Productions. Mm-hmm. And what they have put together is this thing called hashtag Madison is Music. And it's a project. It's got a mission. It's got products. It has a lot of things. I don't even know how to explain it. But here to explain it for us, German Joseph Schrock of hashtag Madison is Music.
Yay!
Hey, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, dear man.
Yeah, glad to be here. It's so nice to see y'all.
I'm just blown away already.
Yeah.
Everything that Rocker just said, I say double that because you just need to tell us all the things that you have out there and why.
Okay. Well, right now we've got Madison Music Community Collector Cards under the hashtag Madison is Music.
I've seen these cards. They're like baseball cards.
They are amazing.
Absolutely, they are. They've got a color front. And I've been doing 9 cards of 12 different areas of Madison music just to show that we've got all these recording studios, we've got venues, we've got music festivals, we've got anywhere from 600 plus bands and musicians at any point in time throughout the year. So it would just, we're trying to get butts in the seats, trying to take it out of the phone. Like
build enthusiasm for live music.
Yeah, exactly. And already we've got Sarah Warmke and Chris. They're already hunting cards down. They're asking them where to get them. They're already got a few of them signed. So yeah.
That'd be like gaining value. Well, you know, tell us a little bit about your inspiration and your mission. What are you doing and why are you doing it?
All right. I moved to Madison, Dana Perry and I moved to Madison for the music scene. We visited other music cities and this was just, it had more. And when we got here, I was driving cab for an income and to provide more free time. So then they asked why I moved here and I said it's because for the music scene. And people from Madison didn't know that Madison was a music scene. And that was really fascinating
it's
to me.
A little stunning.
Yeah, because I cabbed someone from Austin and they're like, we got a music scene. I was like, ooh, are you a musician? And they're like, no, we have a music scene. And I think that's what Madison is missing is our population doesn't know we're known for music.
Right.
So hashtag Madison is Music is like a canvas of Madison where we're putting out music facts. We're showing basically just numbers. You know, if you hand out 100 business cards, 3 people are going to bite, 1 person's going to buy, is going to sell on it. And then you've got like Ty, where he said, you know, if you see something 7 to 8 times, you're going to look it up at some point.
Yes.
It's just something in your brain that goes, I wonder what this is about.
Natural curiosity.
So we're just trying to get all this out here, the show up. We have like a ticket stub thing that says show up with the hashtag Madison is Music. And we're putting it on all kinds of things, coffee sleeves, bar coasters. They're going in coffee shops and venues. We're etching glass with the logo on it.
It looks cool, too.
So when you get into the like a music venue, you'll see the show up logo on some of the mugs and pint glasses. So it's just exposure. If you walk down, we already canvassed Willie Street, so you'll see them on signposts and poles.
Oh, this is
all
good old school
stats.
Work,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah. It's, we're taking it out of the phone.
So is there like a page? You mentioned a bunch of merch. I know there's the collector cards. There's the mugs and the stickers, of course. I know there's a calendar coming. Where can people get their hands on this stuff?
Ah, it's going to be at the venues and from those people. That's the only way. Mm. The hashtag is the only thing that's going digitally.
Okay.
And so that's something that everyone can take a part of. And it's something that transcends through all the social media platforms. So I don't have to run 6 more things in my life. And it makes it more ground, you know, more on the ground. You know, audience members can participate in it. Bands can participate in it. Venues can participate in it. It's just, it's easier for me and everybody else.
You mentioned 2 super fans, Sarah Warmke and her sister Chris.
Yeah.
So they have been able to grab a couple of the cards that, trading cards with musicians on them. What has the musician response been? Are they excited about this like you are?
They're actually more excited than I am.
So
I'm really excited. and I was excited and hoping everybody would really enjoy it.
Yeah.
The ones that I, when I did the research to find out, this concept's actually really grown in the hip hop community throughout the United States. You know, it was big in the 60s and 70s for sure. But the people I've been giving to are kind of shocked. Like, the energy's higher than I expected. They're happy as I expect to be, yes. But the energy's really high. You know, and they've been donating money to be able to get more printed. And, you know, this is all out of our pocket. We didn't want more bureaucracy sucking up more money. Like, we didn't want $300 to our website when I could print, you know, another 100 cards.
And people still like that, I think. People love to have something in their hands. And you said in many cases the artists are being asked to autograph their trading
that's
card.
Been great.
I think that is amazing.
I hope it comes with a little stick of gum in it.
Ooh, fun. We can do that. Maxique Radio's got one. I'm doing one for press, like, you know, the music press.
Yes!
You'll have some coming up soon.
That's awesome. Wow.
It's my life dream to be on a trading card.
The bobbleheads are next.
Yes!
Oh, boy.
I could probably 3D print those. That'd be fun.
Hey, German, always a pleasure. Thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, my
This is a great project. I'm happy to come in and let us know here at Maxique Radio what we could do.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag show up. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hey, coming up in the next hour, we got music from Dana Perry right after the commercial break. We'll also do some Jerry X and Made of Blocks. It's Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night.
All right, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people, and the people should be for the radio. I am the funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield, that said that.
We can work with that.
Thank okay, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good time.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. stagger to my bed. Broken chest, on crutches.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. Radio. We are local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's the Civil Engineers there with Hashtag, some Jerry X from Florida. That song was called Crutches. Love Jerry X. That's Ellie Mabee, by the way, on bass on that song. Ooh. And Dana Perry started that set off with Connections. Thanks to German for stopping in and sharing all the cool things with the trading cards, the glasses, hashtag show up. It's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah. We played together.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great thing, and I really appreciate his hard work on that. Of course, we just got them playing the Civil Engineers. We got the big New Year's Eve party happening here on Max Inc. Radio and the Spaceship.tv. It's going to be a simulcast. We're going to be live on the radio from 6 to midnight, and you can watch the show on the Spaceship.tv. The Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and Porky's Groove Machine will ring in the midnight hour. It's going to be a party rocker, and I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be a huge party, Jimmy, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, those three bands, Porky's Groove Machine bringing in the new year at midnight, and then that whole thing repeats at midnight. You get to watch those bands again. So, usually those spaceship.tv, they're a paid event. They're a paid concert, but for this one night, it's going to be free for all the listeners of Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network as well.
And be sure to check out the spaceship.tv. It's a virtual venue. Like Rocker said, artists of all kinds streaming right to your living room. You can buy tickets, see a show, and check listings at thespaceship.tv.
I mean, it's a bona fide TV studio.
It really is.
High quality.
I can't wait
to
see it.
We're talking, you know, serious. It's not going to be fooling
around.
It'll
be fun to show it off then. Yeah. Whew.
We should wear tuxedos.
Oh, you guys should. I already know what I'm going to wear. I have a sparkly dress.
Ooh. Is there any money in petty cash for a tuxedo rock?
Maybe we could get somebody to sponsor you guys.
Hey, yeah, there you go. Trading kind, there you go.
Oh, man.
So tomorrow is kind of an awkward day for Jimmy K.
Oh, boy, tell us.
Oh, because Battle of the Households, War of the Roses.
Bears and Packers tomorrow at noon. And obviously, go Pack, go. My wife and a number of my really good friends are Bear fans.
They are, Jimmy.
Including E-Dub. So E-Dub,
Leona.
Yeah, so E-Dub, Leona, and I, we're going to Beer Rock tomorrow to watch the game over on the north side.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to wear my Packer jersey. Not sure which one. Yeah, I just have old ones, you know.
You're very brave, though.
Yeah.
Remember the year we had the bet? That and E-Dub lost it, so he had to wear a Packers jersey for one of the shows. We got pictures on Facebook.
Oh, that's great!
There was that happened during a Jimmy K show. He wore the Packers jersey. I lost that bet and had to wear a Bears jersey at a show at the Frequency.
Oh man. However,
did you stay out of it?
I've never lost a bet.
I'm never playing the jersey.
Because you never bet, I bet. You never bet, I bet.
Nope. I'm smart. You're not going to catch me in a Bears jersey. No way.
Well, you know what's funny? We were in New York. Jimmy K, you were in New York almost the same time as us.
Right.
We went to our favorite Packers bar in New York. They've had a couple of really tough years with everything that's happened. Plus, they had a fire in the building. So they're not back in their building yet, but they do Packers parties outside on the street.
Nice.
And the city actually lets them close the entire street for their Packers parties.
Of course, they're Packers fans.
Isn't it crazy? So the guy who owns it is originally from Wauwatosa, but he's lived in New York now for like 25 years. And unfortunately, the Packers lost this particular game back in October, but he still whipped out that song, The Bears Still, you know what, starts with an S.
You can say suck.
Oh, yeah, you can say suck. And it's so funny. And that just riled everybody back up. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck.
Perhaps I should play that song tonight.
Oh.
Send it up to my
wife. That'll make you feel better.
It's already got Terry dancing again.
I know. It's so much fun. And that's all I can think about right now. And you know, Aaron Rodgers does kind of own the Bears, right?
He reinforced that in a statement this week, didn't he?
Good. He better.
Yeah, tomorrow's our Super Bowl.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, it is.
In the big picture of things, this game means nothing in the NFL.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh. We'll have fun with it, though.
All right, 844-967-2789. Go, Pack, go. What are you doing for the game tomorrow? You know, to call us up and tell us that.
And who are you cheering for and why?
Well, of course they're cheering for the Packers.
I would like to hope so.
You know, who else are they going to cheer for? Rocker, what's coming up next hour, brother?
Jimmy, we have Mama Cares, Anna Garland of the Rascal Theory is going to be in here to tell us about this wonderful program that they have to help musicians, GMMC, Greater Madison Music City. Rob Dees, he's going to be in here talking about the Music Recovery Framework on December 8th at the Cafe Coda. They're going to be releasing a whole bunch of research information that they did on the Madison music scene economic equity here.
Oh, and it's important, I bet.
And then the Devil's Lair, Dave Adler, is going to be here live to play piano for us. Mazel tunes. It's getting close to Hanukkah, so we're going to see what he's doing. And then Max and Kevin with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight.
All right, and we'll kick off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of Porky's Groove Machine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, why not? It's what we do here. Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media, we are local music with Made of Blocks. This is Animal.
Yeah. what's up, y'all? This is Josh Hoyer from Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
The Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all the festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. This coverage is brought to you by Waukesha Auto Repair. When your car breaks down, don't get mad. Go to war. Waukesha Auto Repair, locally owned and operated, 262-524-0000. And fully promoted. 18 years of promotional service. Whatever you want, we can get it. And Buddy's Burgers and Custard. Best burgers and custard in Waukesha.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to